So this is really the true story of Christmas. This child came to bring redemption to us, grace to us, through the power of the cross. And I love the fact that when Jesus came, that he was born in a manger, outside under a little cliff somewhere because there was no room for him. You say, Pastor, you know, why is that? Because, see, many people in the world at that time were waiting for this political king to come back, and they expected him to come back with golden king chariots, the sky splitting open, and the angels carrying this new king of kings and lord of lords, and he was going to bring a new rule. They were looking for a political king, not realizing the prophecy was about a Messiah who would come for you and I. You see, because the reason why this is so important is that you and I, let's be real, we can't relate to palaces. That's something for TV. That's something for people who live in a place that, you know, chariots and they're untouchable. That's all fantasy land. But the everyday struggle you and I have has nothing to do with the palace. See, we can relate to what it means to be misunderstood. We can relate to having people talking about us. We can relate to people not believing you. We can relate to people rejecting you. We can relate to not having a place for your family. We can relate to struggling to provide shelter and food for your family. We can relate to those things. We can't relate to the palace. See, he came in a way that was so perfect that he can relate to you and I. And he grew his life, taught the New Testament, which is that the Father has sent a new way. It's about loving God with all your heart. It's not about a list of rules of do's and don'ts. It's about loving God with all of your heart and learning to love your neighbor as yourself. It's the New Testament gospel that all who believe on the Messiah, all who believe in the power of the cross, could walk in redemption. You see, just as Jesus struggled in the garden with the will of the Father, Mary had to struggle just as well. You're wanting to use me to bring the Savior of the world, but people aren't going to understand this. I'm a virgin, but yet you're saying the Holy Spirit's going to plant the seed inside me. Will my fiance understand? Will my family believe me? What are people going to say about me? It says that she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who at the time was 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. It says that when she walked into the room, that the baby and Elizabeth, little John the Baptist, long before he was prophesying, he became the first holy roller because he did a flip in the belly of his mom. He sensed that the Holy Spirit was up to something. He sensed the child of God when it was just a seed in the womb of his mother. And she begins to tell Elizabeth, who was the only one who would believe it, because she had also been prophesied about. Her son was also prophesied about. And she made the song of her heart. And she said the song of her heart was this: before anybody, before Joseph understood, before her family believed it, before the wise men ever came to confirm it, before the shepherds ever came to confirm it, she believed it. And she said, God, not my will, but yours be done. God, I am saying right now that, Father, no matter what your plan is, it's well within me. It's well within my soul. Because, see, that's the thing that you and I have got to realize this Christmas, that nothing else will bring happiness. Nothing else will bring fulfillment. Not titles, not promotions, not raises, not money, not houses, not relationships. Nothing will ever bring fulfillment in your heart of hearts until you surrender your life to the Savior. Can you pray this prayer today that says, it is done?